93 FM.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number 4, him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Welcome to I Work For Him. So glad you tuned in this afternoon. The fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. I don't know, being in front of a live studio audience, Martha, this is making me, I think I'm nervous.
It's pretty fun.
It is fun.
It is.
So we're on location at the Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services headquarters right here in Palm Harbor, Florida. Office Pride, as you know, is a huge sponsor of I Work For Him. And we're going to take a little different turn with them today as you get to hear from the Office Pride headquarters employees. Do they really live out their faith in their work? Do they really put what they say is all written in books? Do they put it into action each and every day as they impact companies across the country, as they clean and help clean companies across the country? Do they do what they say they do? So, Martha, as you and I came up to Palm Harbor today, what are you hoping to experience?
Well, you know, I think it's always fun to kind of peek behind the curtain. And I feel like that's what we're going to experience a little bit of today, because it's one thing to, you know, put out a pretty website and to say these are all the great things that we are. But we really want our listeners to see firsthand real experiences of what it's like to work inside of an organization that really focuses on their culture.
Absolutely. And just remember, your workplace, it is your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees may ever meet. That job that you hold, the work that you do, none of that is by chance. The work that you do, the people that you work with, they need to meet Jesus. You may be their only chance. I'm really off my game in front of this big crowd. All right, joining us in the first segment of the show. Wow, Scott Ramsey, you know, he's on all the time, but he was really paranoid we'd say something that he didn't like. And so he's back joining us today. Scott Ramsey is the franchise business consultant. He helps the franchisees get it done and get it done right the first time through. And then we got Leslie Ogle. She's the executive administrator. Really, she runs the company, but give Todd that title. Leslie and Scott, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hey, thank you for having us. Here.
All right, so Scott, really, why? I mean, Leslie's, you know, I told her, please don't have Scott on. He's on all the time. Why did you want to be on here today? What did you have to say to the audience today? In fact, why don't you just answer that question? What is it about Office Pride that you wanted to make sure that God said today on the air?
Well, it's just an honor and privilege to work here because of the culture. Because of the people, actually the people here make up the culture as Todd leads us. So we're working for God through Todd's leadership, and everybody here contributes to that culture. And so it's a fun place to work.
You've been down here from Terre Haute now, two and a half years?
Almost two years.
It seems longer for me.
Year and a half.
So, in fact, just so you know, we have an I Work For Him Nation follower from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh, awesome.
And I figured it may be a connection to you. We won't bring up her name right now on the air. But just so you know, we have an I Work For Him Nation listener with her Bible embossed with I Work For Him on it.
Wow.
Does your Bible have I Work For Him on it?
No.
It doesn't. Okay.
No.
All right. So we just got to check that. All right, Scott, talk to us about it. You've been down here, but you've been an Office Pride franchisee for how many years?
13? 14.
14 years. You've been down on the headquarters almost two. How has your faith been impacted by working here?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I feel like God has kind of given me a twist to that, in the sense that I need to become better at who I am. As I become better at who I am, in other words, in who God designed me to be, I contribute to the team more because I'm contributing to the kingdom. And so that's how it's impacted my faith, in the sense that it's made me become better at who I am to be better for the company and the kingdom.
We got a lot of people in the room that we're going to ask if that's true when they come on the air to see if you really are better. But seriously, you had to move you and your bride across the country from Indiana, which is really a nice place, to Florida, where it's crazy. I mean, it's a crazy busy place, and it's also slightly hot. I don't know if you've noticed, a little moist and hot. How have you seen your faith stretched because you had to move from the heartland down to the crazy land?
Actually, kind of flipped that around a little bit. So Carmen and I had some dreams and goals that we felt like God put on our heart. And we were able to see those dreams come to pass, so to speak, by working in Office Pride. And so God allowed Office Pride to be that conduit or that channel for us to live those dreams out. So our dream was actually to move from Indiana down here and to work with the corporate on the operations team, more specifically the performance team, to help franchise owners in the system fulfill their dreams.
If you were to give one piece of advice in 30 seconds or less on how somebody listening to the show today can put their faith into action in their workplace, maybe they're not the boss, they're not the owner, Give one tidbit of how you've been able to live out your faith and impact people around you, even though you're not the guy totally in charge.
Right. Well, for me, it's about, again, who God designed me to be. And so I want to be the best at that. As I am being the best at that with who I am, I want to make my team look good. I want to make Todd look good, ultimately reflecting the view and vision of who God is and how he cares about people. So that's kind of how it's taken place for me personally.
That's awesome. Thanks you for sharing that. So Leslie Ogle, you're the executive administrator here for Office Pride. How long have you been a part of this organization?
I've been here about 2.5 years now.
And what was it that brought you to your position here?
Actually, through a connection at my church.
Okay.
They let me know that they were looking for somebody, and I came on, and I've advanced while I've been here and really enjoying it.
So one of the things that we talk about often on I Work For Him on our radio show is the culture book that Todd Hopkins has written. And really, this is something, first of all, Jim, people can download it on their website, OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Yep.
There you go. Okay, so they can go there and they can check this out for themselves. But talk to our listeners just about the culture that you experience as an employee here at Office Pride.
I think the biggest thing that drew me here, not just from knowing somebody at my church that worked here, but also the number one core value is honor God. And that's in the culture book. It talks about that. And how often do you get to go to work where you can live out your faith daily and you don't feel like you have to hide it?
So I think our listeners, first of all, need to hear that you actually know like the first core value of your organization. And I think there's a lot of people that probably could take time today and go and say to their boss or HR or somebody and say, do we even have core values that I'm supposed to be living up to, and starting that conversation? But I just want to point out that she actually knows that.
Well, and it was on an interview 4 or 5 years ago with Todd Hopkins right here, and I Work For Him, that he said, you know what? I put my decision filters, my core values, on the back of my business card. And then I make sure that when I'm making decisions, I always go according to them. And it's honor God, always do what's right, increase brand value, demonstrate honesty, integrity, and a hard work ethic, total customer satisfaction, go the extra mile, persevere with a servant's attitude, and accountability to commitments. And yes, I had those all memorized. Or I read them off the back of Leslie's card.
Because they all have it on the back of their cards. So.
Leslie, how close does Office Pride really operate to the culture, what's written in the culture book and what's written in the decision filters on the back of your business card?
Well, we're not perfect people, but man, we really work towards it. We know that ultimately we answer to God, and that is our filter. It's not just Todd that does that. I think everybody on our team does, and that makes us come together and feel more like a team as well.
So with that, how do you feel like your faith has grown as being a part of this organization and just in your work?
Honestly, one of the biggest things, and it sounds little, but I pray more. throughout the day.
Because so working for Todd makes it so you got to pray more.
It is, but it's we get so caught up in our day-to-day tasks and the things that have to be done. But here, if somebody is having a hard day or if we have a franchisee that's struggling with something, we stop and pray. We take the time to acknowledge that and to lift it up to God. And that's one of the things that, again, you can't normally do in businesses. Mm-hmm. And that's just showing that we truly care about the people because God cares about us.
Mm, that's powerful.
You know, a lot of jobs, when you go home, you carry job baggage with you. How does Office Pride, really quick, how does Office Pride impact you personally when you get out of here?
Well, basically, I'm able to leave my work here, which is pretty good most of the time, but we are available. We feel like we have people we can contact if we have any issues. Mm-hmm. And then my family is happier because I'm happier. I go home with a good attitude.
So it's really made a big difference. Thank you, Leslie Ogle, for being on I Work For Him today. Scott Ramsey, really quick, got 30 seconds. We need some franchisees in the I Work For Him listener audience and around the globe, whether they're listening to the radio or listening to the podcast. Tell people where you got right here in our listening area.
Right here, we could use new business owners, people looking to get into the franchise system with us in St. Pete, Brandon, and basically anywhere around the area.
St. Augustine,
St. Augustine, and
Norfolk, Virginia, the Hampton
Virginia
Roads area of Virginia.
Georgia, anywhere in the United States where there's a market, which there's billions of square footage of market.
Thank you, Scott Ramsey. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back at Office Pride's headquarters.
God's not mad at you. He knows everything that's going on. He knows what you've done. He knows you haven't been looking for Him. He knows you often doubt Him. He even knows you want to change the radio station right now. He also knows that you're tired, worn out, and often overwhelmed. And this is God's message to you. Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For My burden is light. Jesus the Messiah has not risen from the dead to condemn you, but to save you. He's not mad at you. In fact, He loves you, and He just wants you to come home. So cry out to Jesus, and He will answer you. He has the peace, love, and joy that will give you rest. Got questions? Find answers. Mark829.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. You know, it's time. It's time for all of us Christ followers to take on another word to describe who we are. The word is missionary. Jim, you must be confused. You may be thinking that. I'm a lawyer, I'm a receptionist, a plumber, a CPA. So listen to the definition and see if it fits you. A missionary is a person sent on a religious mission, especially one sent to promote Christianity in a foreign country. You are a person on a mission if you are a Christ follower, and your foreign country, it's your workplace. Here are some synonyms for missionary: evangelist, preacher, minister, campaigner, champion, promoter, advocate. Would our Lord agree? You bet. Would He want you to be this with each person you meet? You bet He does. Matthew 28 says it all. We have no excuse. Go and make disciples. For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, turn to iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. Welcome to I Work For Him, the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. We're so glad that you tuned in today as we help you connect what you heard on Sunday with what you do in your 9 to 5, your Monday through Friday, your Monday through Saturday, your 7 to 11 or 11 to 7, whatever your hours are. Understanding that your workplace, it really is your mission field. When Jesus called you to go out on the Great Commission, He wasn't just talking to people that wore a collar. He was talking to all of us. Whether you're climbing a pole, being a lineman, selling used cars in a used car lot, maybe you're cleaning floors, no matter whatever it is that you do, no matter what you do for God, or each and every day, you can do for God. It is your workplace. It is your mission field. Why is that? Because there's people there that need to meet Jesus. And you may be the only chance you get, they get to ever hear about it. Because they're not going to church, right, Martha?
Well, that's very often the case, Jim, or it's at least this is the start of the conversation, just being real and loving to the people that you interact with every day. Because most of us in our work are not all alone. We have someone that we're either, you know, having commerce with or working alongside or servicing in some way. And so it's a great opportunity to just you know, ask and seek, what is it that I can be doing differently today to introduce somebody to Jesus?
All right. So we are on location today at Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services. Oh, I said it right this time. We're at their national headquarters right here in Palm Harbor, Florida. As many of you know, Office Pride is a supporter and a sponsor of I Work For Him. And just so you know, we're pretty picky as to who we let sponsor the show. We want to make sure people are really living out their faith in their work, and Office Pride does that nationwide. And if you're a regular listener, you know we've interviewed Office Pride franchisees from across the country, and we've had some incredible stories. But it's one thing to hear the franchisees, but what about when you go to the headquarters? You know, are they really living out what they say they're doing each and every day? It's one thing to say something. It's another thing to live it out. So today, we're on location at the headquarters, and we're talking to headquarters employees. Is Todd Hopkins really the man he says he is in the culture book? He's written The Janitor. He's written The Stressless Business Owner. He's written The Carrot Chaser. And he's written five something or others. I can't even think what the other one was. The Five Lessons for Entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurial, I can't
five,
think of,
five, oh, okay, yeah, anyway.
But he's written all these books, great. But is he really this guy? Okay, so this segment of the show, we've got Amy Jackson, we got Tifton Coleman. Tifton Coleman's new with the company, so we get to get some real fresh forest for the trees kind of stuff here. Tifton and Amy, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Wow, I'm excited. See, now Amy was freaked out of her mind when she heard she was going to go on air in front of all this live studio audience of millions of people across the country, but it doesn't seem to be bothering you anymore, Amy.
No, it's not bothering me at all.
You have just, your shell has just completely broken wide open.
Completely.
All right,
completely.
So Amy, what's your role here?
I am the learning and development facilitator, which really means I do all things training.
So you're in front of people all the time.
All the time.
So what the heck were you worried about radio for?
I wasn't.
You were just, you know, oh, you were lying?
No.
Okay.
No, because that would that be is, against that is the culture.
Against
I'm sure.
Office Pride culture.
That's good. So how did you come to be part of Office Pride?
I actually met Jeff Stuckey, who's an employee here. He was in a Bible study with me. And, you know, just watching him grow in his faith was so, it was fun to be a part of. And he was, you know, talking about Office Pride, and he's like, there's a position open. Why don't you give me your resume? Gave him my resume, and the rest is history. Now it's like, I can't imagine not being anywhere but here.
Wow. So talk to me about how your faith shapes your work.
Oh, goodness. I think it drives my work. You know, being able to work with the franchise owners every day, and, you know, especially when they come here for our training week, being able to just tell them that this is all about God. This is God's calling for their lives. You know, it's because of him I'm here, and it's because of the opportunities he's given them that they're able to be a part of Office Pride. So when I'm developing training and I'm presenting, really, I just want to make sure that we're keeping God at the forefront and always pushing them to, if you have a problem, if you need help, you've got the best help there is. Just take 2 seconds, say a prayer. But it really, I try to put some type of emphasis on everything I do here.
Mm, that's fabulous. So you were saying that you watch somebody else's faith grow as an employee here and in their life, and that really drew you in. So how have you seen your faith grow since you've been a part of the team here at Office Pride?
Oh, wow. It's night and day difference. It's really fun to have somebody who knew me before I started working here, as opposed to now, just say, like, we've just seen you grow. And I think what it is everybody here, if you have a problem, if you are like, I'm really struggling with something, they're like, let's stop and pray. Let me give you a verse to read. And it's so important. Like, I had a moment like that this morning where I was really struggling with something. And, you know, Jerry was like, go read these verses. It changed everything.
You read the Bible at work?
I know. Can you believe it?
Wow.
We better not let that get out.
And the Bible was applicable to your work.
Oh, it was very applicable to my work. Yeah. It was, without those two verses this morning, I think my day would have stayed down, you know, and reading those two verses, it was like, wait a second, God's in control. I'm not in control. I can't do this. But, you know, it was Proverbs 3:5-6.
Oh.
And it was like, God's got this. Don't ever forget that God's got this.
So such good, you know, for anybody who has the ability at this time or later today, look up Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And, you know, that's one that would be good to have on an index card in the desk drawer. You think, Amy?
Post-it note right
index
on my
index cards.
Screen.
For those of you that remember when you went to the library when you were two, they had these cards. That's an index card,
they
honey.
They still make index cards.
I don't know why.
Okay, 3 by 5.
Post-it
if
notes,
I'd have set a 3 by 5 card.
Make it your screensaver.
Okay, there you go. Bring it into the 2019.
Word.
So, Tifton Coleman.
I want to ask. I got to ask you one more question.
Okay.
Are you busy around here?
Very. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's rewarding, though.
Okay.
It's not.
Awesome.
No. Let me change that. I'm not busy. My day is filled with tasks, but I'm very productive.
Nice. Good recovery on that one.
Yeah. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. She's like, wait a second here. So we're going to talk more about that later, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to Tifton Coleman. You are a new employee here at Office Pride. How long have you been here?
I've been here since January. I started as an intern in my final year of college and then got hired on after I graduated in May. So I've been here for just over 3 months full time.
Excellent. So as an intern, you had the opportunity to kind of peek behind the curtain before diving in full speed ahead. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your role?
My role now is I'm all things billing services. I'm processing forms and payments and new customers. And so I deal with customers and franchisees. I'm kind of a middleman. It's a fun place to be because you get to see the people that our franchisees have to deal with and deal with those people. And
okay.
So just a lot of dealing with people's money and handling the billing.
And that always goes smoothly and they never are stressed about their money, right?
Oh, you know, money, you know, it's just stress-free all the time.
So what have you learned here to help make that a good experience for the people you're dealing with, even sometimes when maybe they're not in having the best of days?
Well, I just remember this whole broadcast has been about our faith and just remembering that, I mean, I don't work for them. I work for God. I work for Jesus. And he's the one who shapes my answers.
I work for him.
Oh, yes. I work for him.com. You know,
but, you're hired.
But I work for Jesus. And it's my responsibility to show the love of Christ no matter how somebody treats me. The way I respond, the way I react isn't based on what someone does for me or how I feel. It's based on what Christ has done already for me and what I receive from him. So I just remember that truth and how impactful just a simple conversation or a thank you or a I'm sorry or take responsibility for their trouble that they're going through and just how impactful that can be.
So when you were in college, before you got the internship, before you then moved into this as your actual career, did you ever imagine that there was even in existence an organization like this that had this kind of culture?
Well, you know, you hear of like the myths of Chick-fil-A, you know, like the holy chicken. So you
it's
hear
Jesus
some,
chicken.
you hear the places like this, but I didn't know about it, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I can say that it's definitely true, and it starts with our leader Todd, who's just a great, transparent person, and
so you're saying
prays first.
That the culture here at Office Pride is just as good as Chick-fil-A. So really, Chick-fil-A and Office Pride on the same platform.
Well, I've never been to Chick-fil-A's corporate headquarters, so I don't know if they actually live up to what they say.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
All right. So why should somebody buy Tifton Coleman? Why should somebody become an Office Pride franchisee?
Well, I mean, they're going to be able to work with people that genuinely care about them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be able to work with a corporate staff that's led by someone and by a team of people who respond out of their knowing of what their standing is with God and their relationship with him and wanting to advance his kingdom over themselves. And there's just a good culture here. So
Tifton Coleman, Amy Jackson, thank you guys for sharing your little bit of your story from the headquarters here at Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services. Appreciate you guys. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that. Here, I'd say it again one more time. Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much.
I forgot to add your mic back on. That's my fault. Operator error. Thank you, Tifton. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back with more from Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services headquarters.
Hi, I'm Martha Brangenberg. Jim and I want to thank you for tuning in to I Work For Him, your workplace is your mission field radio program.
I Work For Him is on a mission to transform the workplaces in every state in the United States for Christ. Our mission is summed up perfectly in Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. If we're going to change the world, it has to be God's way.
Did you know that changing the world can begin with changing your marriage? Jim and I want to extend an invitation to you and your friends to join us in 2020 on our Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage cruise, Thursday, February 27th through March 2nd. 2020, departing from Tampa with a port of call in Cozumel.
Yeah, the marriage cruise will combine fun, friendship, exciting marriage conversations, and a little bit of Caribbean fun, plus plenty of time relaxing to deepen your love for one another and strengthen your faith. Join us and 20 other married couples as we eat, relax, and explore biblical principles for our marriage and practical, tactical ways to make your marriage awesome.
When we're not cruising our way to a better marriage, Jim and I are often traveling across the country to bring you the wisdom from leading Christ followers such as Steve Green, CEO of Hobby Lobby, Gabrielle Beauchet, millennial strategist, and Dave Kale, author of The Good Book on Business. As you can imagine, our work takes a great deal of time, energy, and financial resources. Would you be willing to help with our costs by inviting your company to invest in us for their corporate giving, or by you becoming a $100 monthly sponsor? Your donation will enable us to continue our radio program in your area. To donate or become a podcast subscriber, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com and click on the donate tab.
Yes, and right after you get done with your donation, make sure you stay tuned to I Work For Him. There's lots more really cool stuff coming up.
Jim, we got to get back to the radio. People are waiting for the show.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Multiple sources are reporting that several policemen have been shot in a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania neighborhood this afternoon. The situation has not been resolved in what is being described as an active and ongoing shooting situation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 800 points after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession for the first time since 2007. Investors have been plowing money into long-term bonds for months, sending yields sharply lower as they anticipate slower economic growth. The yield on the 10-year Treasury briefly dropped below the 2-year yield Wednesday, an ominous signal that has predicted many past recessions. Macy's plunged after issuing a dismal earnings report. The Dow was down by 800 points. The Nasdaq plunged 242. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. Another fast-moving show as we talk. I know speed isn't the reason behind the show, though, Martha, is it?
No, it's not.
It's significance. We want to make sure that our listeners, when you guys walk away today, that you can answer this question. What did I learn today that will help me live out my faith in my work? What did I learn today when I shut the car door, whether I'm going home or going to work, that will help me be more effective in living out my faith?
So I just want to speak to the speed thing for a minute, because here's the deal. We get very excited because when we hear something,
this part of we or both part of
both of us.
Okay,
I'm not trying to compete to talk as fast.
You can't talk as fast as I can.
So therefore, I am not going to try.
Okay,
but my point is, when we hear something that we really love, that we see it's working, and that people are honoring God in the process, we get pretty excited, and we just want our listeners to hear about it. That's why we're on the radio, Jim, because every day we get to expose our wonderful listeners. Thank you for being there. We love you all, to this whole idea that their workplace is their mission field. And when somebody's living it out, learning it in their work, being able to see it modeled, we get pretty excited about that, and we want them to hear it. So that's why we're here today. So we have a couple of guests, and we're at Office Pride, Jim.
That's right.
Office Pride headquarters.
And they're looking for franchise owners. They've always dreamed of having your own business, but you want somebody to tell you the secrets on how to make it successful right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
OfficePrideFranchise.com, OfficePrideFranchise.com. There are opportunities all over Tampa Bay, all over the First Coast, all over the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, all over Cherokee County, Georgia, and everywhere else the podcast reaches around the globe. If you're outside the U.S., they don't have any openings there. But if you want to come to the U.S., you can open up a business here. OfficePrideFranchise.com. Look it up online.
And so if they go to that website, one of the first things they can do is download the culture book that Todd Hopkins has written and really see if you feel like you align with an organization like that. And that's really the first steps. And no, this is not like, we just want everybody to become a franchisee, but we get excited about what the opportunity is.
Because this is an I Work For Him approved franchise system, because they live out their faith in everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they screw up, they own up to it, and they go to be harder, faster, stronger. They put their core values in the back of every business card. I mean, it's number one, honor God, and they do it. All right, we've got a couple of guests with us this segment of the show. Hiram Rodriguez, Zach Grimmig. These guys work here in the headquarters here for Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services. Hiram and Zach, welcome to I Work For Him.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Zach.
Zach goes first.
I think they're pointing at each other, and nobody could see that. So Zach, what do you do here at Office Pride? What is your role?
I have a very unique role. I am the launch specialist, so I work with the franchisees from the day they sign all the way up through their first, sometimes into their second year, to really launch their business and really lay that foundation, and work with them and get them ready for future success along the road.
So I can imagine in your role that you really need to have buy-in to what the culture of Office Pride is all about, don't you?
Absolutely. We go through valleys and, wins and successes and, all those. And we're able to pray up with the franchisees, which is a phenomenal thing.
You pray with your franchisees?
I know.
Not just praise, he prays up.
We celebrate successes. We, give all to God. All successes, any failures, we still, turn to God and make sure, that I'm here. They're, they have Jesus on their side. It's mm-hmm. pretty amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what attracted you to Office Pride? I mean, how'd you end up here?
That's a God thing. I was in the financial industry, and it just beat me down. I was in a valley. I was,
Financial services, being a financial representative, an advisor.
Yeah. And it just,
that's a dog eat dog world.
I'm telling you. and it just beat me down, and I just was going home. I wasn't happy. It was tearing up my marriage. I was not being nice to my kids. It just wore on me. And, I said, this is it. I need to make a change. And I went on one of those little, job search apps. And the first one that popped up was Office Pride. Now, Office Pride, what is that? So I went straight to the website, looked at it. The culture really brought me in. I said, this is the change I need. Applied. I met Rich Helm. He was the first person I met here at Office Pride, and it really clicked, and the rest is history.
That's fantastic. So how would you say your faith has grown? Let's get personal, because you mentioned that your last job is destroying your marriage, impacting your kids.
Absolutely.
In fact, they sent me notes, and they're like, yeah, Dad was really not nice when he was working at the last job. How has it impacted your marriage, working at Office Pride?
It has amazing impact. It's been a 180 since coming over to Office Pride. You know, just taking that culture that you live on a daily basis and you're instilling with franchisees that you're working with and being able to take that home and really just being able to, you know, take that same thoughts and prayers and just being able to, you know, I was very introverted when it came to my faith working in the financial industry. Mm-hmm. And that this has really completely turned me 180. You know, we pray before meals every night. You know, my kids are going around singing Jesus Loves Me. And that just wasn't happening when I was just in that what we call dark stage.
Mm-hmm. So they sing Jesus Loves Me, but not the Office Pride jingle.
No, we need to get an Office Pride jingle.
Scott Ramsey, make sure you put that on. Scott Ramsey's in our listening audience now. Make sure we put that on our list. I cannot believe we don't have
Office Pride
what? Jingle.
We don't have a jingle.
Call Charlie Sheen.
There you go. So
I'm not sure I'm ever going to call Charlie Sheen. That name's never been brought up on this show before.
I want to speak to a myth that a lot of people think that when they go to work, they can leave their personal life at home. And then when they go home, they can leave their work. You know, you just said that, you know, your last job really affected your family. So just speak to our listeners just for a minute as about how important it is to really have a healthy work environment, if at all possible.
Oh, very important. And it's just that, you know, having being able to live your faith through your work is just something that just wasn't there in my previous work. And it just, you're able to come to work, you're able to run to work and do your job and be able to leave work and, you know, leave the stresses. Mm-hmm. I know we try to live a stress less, but you know, things come up and that happens, but being able to take that and go home with it and have great conversation, being able to talk with my wife about how the day went instead of just, you know, going, closing the door and streaming Netflix, and just being able to have those open conversations, such a great world.
That's awesome.
So how many new franchisees have you working with as you're helping them just consulting launch. With them, helping be excited, the launching person? How many new ones in the last year?
8 I am working with.
Oh, so you got 8, and they're all over the country, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so you're pretty busy then, right?
Productive.
Nice. So let's talk about that. Why is this something that you can
What's
you've
the
asked?
B-word deal around here?
Well, good question. That is something that has been instilled in us that, you know, when we're asked, are we busy around here? It's better to just kind of go in a productive route. So, I mean, busy, you just kind of, I was busy, but I didn't get anything completed. Mm. I wasn't able to get anything done. If you had a productive day, you can be like, I actually had a day where I got things, I moved things forward into the next day. So be having a productive day over a busy day, because we can do busy work. We can just fill our day with just a bunch of busyness. But having a productive day really makes that change.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And that's something that we can take with us and think, okay, instead of saying I'm just busy, I want to be productive. That's awesome. So Hiram Rodriguez, welcome to I Work For Him. How are you today?
Fantastic. It's great to be here.
So what is your role at Office Pride?
My role is similar to Scott's and Zach's. We work in the franchise coaching role. We work with our franchisees to help them achieve their unit economics and to be successful. We tie into their vision plan or where they want to go with their life and their family and their goals and aspirations. And in a business sense, we get to coach them along the way.
Excellent. So how long have you been doing that?
6 months here at Office Pride.
Very good. So what is one of the things that you would say really tops the list that you've experienced while you've been here at Office Pride?
It's the culture. It absolutely. When I walked through these doors for the first time 6 months ago, I fell in love with the people that I got to meet, and they were productive. They were working around, and I told myself, I said, I'm not leaving here until I get to speak to somebody and find out if this culture is real. I had the opportunity while waiting, because I was unannounced. I walked in after scanning through on the internet for a better place to work with great culture. I was offered the opportunity to read a culture book, which I actually read while I was waiting to speak to Maria, and underlined it, circled it, went back home and told my wife that I'm excited. If I got to do this, got to get into this company, no matter what I do, what role, I've got to get myself in here.
That's a genius thing. They sit in the lobby and you may have 2 hours to get to meet to somebody, but you get this great book to read and it can change your life.
You said you were in search of a positive culture, a culture that wouldn't tear you up.
Yes, absolutely. I've spent I spent quite a few years in the business and retails and restaurants. And they're a bit of a grind. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough.
Understatement of the day. Restaurants, a bit of a grind.
So we've always been focused on productivity. However, it wasn't until I got here that we were actually take the essence of the word and the meaning and make it work. We actually are working toward being productive, not only just in the business sense, but in coaching people. So as a business coach, we open and end in prayer many a times, whether that's one-on-one here in our meetings or in the hallways, or we're coaching a franchisee over the telephone.
Mm. That's awesome. And so you're getting that opportunity to just really speak into them. What is one thing that you would tell our listeners just real quickly as far as how they can look at their life and maybe be a little more productive?
Well, you know, productivity, it's about having goals. And when you have him in your life, it really gives you perspective. It absolutely allows you to look at maybe the insurmountable work that you were doing before that kept you busy, and really focuses you on what's most important.
Really appreciate Zach Grimmig and Hiram Rodriguez. Thank you guys for sharing a little bit of your stories today. We know you had lots more to share, but thank you guys for sharing your story today of how Office Pride is impacting you and you're impacting Office Pride. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. Hey, make sure you check out Office Pride online, officepridefranchise.com. Maybe you have always wanted to own your own business, but you really wanted it to be somebody that was like, they understood, I work for him. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's why we're on the air about this once a month. This is a phenomenal opportunity for you to run your own business, but have Jesus at the center of it. OfficePrideFranchise.com. Hey, for those of you listening and our affiliates at broadcast our 30-minute show, make sure you check out the rest of the show on iWorkForHim.com. But thanks for listening today, and we'll be right back with more from OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
Would you ever own an abortion clinic? Would you own a business that profits from pornography? Did you know that there's a chance these types of businesses may be found throughout your investment or retirement accounts? Call Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management today. They specialize in biblically responsible investing options and can align your investment and retirement accounts with God's values. Call Luke and Dave at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. Online at bwmadvisors.com.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We're on location in Palm Harbor, Florida at the international headquarters for OfficePrideFranchise.com, Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services. I don't need to put a plug into this. Why don't we just ask the owner?
Okay.
Todd Hopkins, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back.
So we've just had some fun with some of your people. Wouldn't you like to know what they said?
Yeah, I would. I would. I'm curious.
When you listen to the replay of the show, you can listen to that and find out what it
was. So I want to get our listeners up to speed. Todd has not been sitting in here while we've been interviewing the other employees, and we just brought him in for the end of the show. And
there's that one employee. I'm not sure she should stay. She got that one question wrong.
Oh, no. She redeemed herself well. I think it was really great. But it was just a great little, like I said before, a little sneak peek behind the curtain of your headquarters culture here.
Yeah, I'm not even sure who all you had in here. I mean, I saw him coming out of the room, but
well, when you listen to the replay, you'll be able to see that.
Good.
So we have had a lot of fun, and we love what Office Pride is doing. And I want to make sure in this last segment of the show today that people know how they can get connected to Office Pride. Todd, we've talked a lot about the culture book on the air today. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed when we walked into the headquarters today, you got us sitting out in the lobby.
Yep.
So people that are waiting, they could pick up the culture book. And two of the people we interviewed today said, well, I read the culture book, and I knew that this is where I wanted to be because of the culture book. Mm-hmm. Why did you write this culture book? I mean, it's 80 pages on your culture.
Yeah, sure. We were inspired. I picked up a copy of Tony Hsieh's book, Delivering Happiness, when I was in Las Vegas at the airport one time. He talked about the importance of culture, and he wrote a culture book for that Zappos, you know, the online shoe business. Mm-hmm. So they have a culture book, and I made myself a note then. I said, I need to do this because we have an incredible culture, and it's something that really needs to be shared. So 4 years later, I finally started the process and I actually ended up hiring a writer to do it and interview franchisees and to get this culture book done. And that way it's written from somebody else's perspective. So I actually didn't write it myself. I hired somebody to write it and mm-hmm. interview the franchisees, and they could tell their stories and talk about the core values. But the reason I did it was just to create a legacy and a way that people could look under the hood. They can read that book and they'll know what Office Pride is about. And especially from a franchisee perspective, you know, somebody who's thinking about investing their savings and starting a business. It's great to be able to look under the hood and see who is this concept, this business, how do they operate? How do they think? And if our values are aligned, then it's a beautiful thing for them.
You know, that's a monumental element right there, that you had somebody else come in with their, you know, this isn't, you know, it'd be one thing like if a dad is writing a book about their child and they have that rose colored glasses, you know, like, this is the way I've, you know, done it all. But really, that's huge, because somebody came in and saw the culture, not just what you were hoping it to be, but what it truly is. Don't you think, Jim?
Yeah. I mean, what I love, Todd, is that you put it all out there. I mean, it's all out there, which is what we asked the question of some of your people. Okay, one thing, they have a culture book. Is that what it's really like around here? What do you think they said?
Well, I hope they said it is. I mean, it should be. I think our employees, here's the biggest sign, I believe. When we have a job opening, it gets filled because one of them refers somebody to fill it. It just seems like, you know, we'll post it out there, but a lot of time before we get any traction advertising a position, one of them has a friend or somebody they know who's an expertise in that specific area who's interested in applying for the job. So that would tell me that they enjoy working here because mm-hmm. they're telling their friends about it. And that's a beautiful thing.
That's a powerful statement. You're right. That's a really powerful statement. All right. You've got we've got a big listening audience. It goes across the country. And you've got a position open that you're looking for just the right kind of God-honoring person in there. You want to bring that up on the air here? Tell people what you're looking for?
Sure, we can do that. We're looking for a CFO, so that's a newly created position that would report directly to me, and somebody who can really be a leader in all areas related to finance and billing and just all the different things that a big franchise system might do. So if you're out there listening and you think you'd enjoy being part of a culture like what you just heard on this show, I've got to go back and listen to it myself, but I'm assuming that's good. And you've got those CFO type qualities, you know, reach out to us. You can, you know, the corporate office number here is 727-754-5990. And you could always find me through the website at theofficepridefranchise.com. Right. Please, you know, reach out. But we're looking for a CFO, and I'm going to take my time until I find the right person.
Somebody's got to fit the culture. But the good news is, if you can find a candidate, they read the culture book, they're going to know. yeah, I could fit into this, or no way, this isn't going to fit me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't, it's a yep or a nope when you read that book. You're either all in or you're not.
Some people are, you know, a whole lot more excited after they read the book, and there's others that probably say, ah, I don't really think this is something I'm interested in. And that's fine. I mean, that's the beauty of clarity of information. So, but also somebody who's incredibly skilled. I mean, right. Every one of those folks you had in here are extremely good at what they do. They're great at their job. So somebody could be a good culture fit. And if they're not good at their job, well, mm-hmm. part of our culture is being excellent at our jobs. Right. You know, that's maybe something you didn't talk about, but I mean, our folks are excellent. They're excellent trainers. They're excellent in all areas of what they do. And that's part of our culture as well. So we're looking for excellence.
Excellent. You know, so one of the things that I think that that's important for people to hear, because a lot of people think that you're giving up one for the other. But you've set the bar high. You're saying, no, we have skills, we have needs as a business, but we're going to do it within this culture. And so that's really what sets you guys apart. So in September, you have a retreat for all of your franchisees. And the reason I want to talk about this with our listeners is just to, again, give them a little glimpse into the culture and how the franchisees get to be infused with that. So talk a little bit about what the thinking is behind having an annual retreat for all your franchisees.
Well, I kind of compare it to like going to church. You know, a lot of people go to church on Sunday, and that's kind of like their shot in the arm. So mm-hmm. they can go back out on Monday, and they, you know, they're all fired up and they're ready to hit the workforce. And I kind of see our annual retreat kind of like that for our franchisees, because they're out there, they're building their dreams. But when they come together once a year for 3 or 4 days, They get to share best practices. They get to visit. It's like a big fellowship. There's a lot of teaching, a lot of training. It's just this huge shot in the arm. So when they go back to their specific market, they've, mm-hmm. you know, they're all filled up with, you know, just full of energy, and they're reminded of why they're doing this in the first place. A lot of people start businesses because they have dreams, and then the business starts to run them instead of them running the business. And they forget why they do it, and a lot of times they don't make it. And it's so important at these franchise retreats, not only teach them how to be better, but help remind them why they're doing it in the first place. Mm. And we have great speakers. So we have speakers within, like some of the folks I saw walking out of this room. Amy, for example, she's our training manager, so she'll for sure be teaching at the retreat, and different ones will be teaching. But we also have outside professionals that come in, like Mark Whittaker, Jim, and Martha. You guys have probably met Mark.
Had him on the air.
From CBMC, you know, a powerful story. We have Shep Hiking, who's one of the very excellent marketing and customer service, mainly, speakers in the country. John Spence, management guru, one of the top leadership thought leaders in the world. So they're all going to be speaking at our franchise retreat. And, of course, you guys are coming this year
to do
a segment on just how to be successful in business as a married couple. Because I tell you, a lot of franchisees in all fields, they start businesses or they buy a franchise. And now for the first time, a lot of them as husband and wife are working together. And that's a challenge in itself.
Mm. Well, we're looking forward to that.
It's like that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt movie. Was it The Smiths? Where they're trying to kill each other. Yeah, that's right. All right, so we're almost out of time. I want to make sure you get a plug in. We are looking for Office Pride franchisees all over the country, but especially in our listening audiences. Why don't you tell people what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm going to go with all over the country. I mean, OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's really where you mm-hmm. go for the information. But anywhere in the country. So we have franchisees in Bangor, Maine. We have one in, you know, South Dakota, California, Florida. So we're all over, but there's a lot of white space, a lot of opportunity available.
A lot of dirty floors.
We're barely scratching the surface of this country. We have 135 franchises around the country, and we have a lot of opportunities. So please, if you're interested or think somebody's interested, just check us out online, and there's a way to reach out to us there.
OfficePrideFranchise.com. And right here in Tampa Bay, in Brandon and St. Pete, looking for franchisees. St. Augustine and Jacksonville, looking for franchisees. And all over the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, looking for franchisees as well. For those of you listening to the show today, Todd Hopkins, it's been fun to be here at your headquarters and to meet some of your employees. And I got to tell you, you got the cream of the crop. It was fun having them all around the table at one time.
Good, good. Well, I tell you, they're all great.
Thanks
for letting us peek
behind the curtain today.
You could have picked any of them, and it would have been fun. And, well, thanks for coming. It's good to have you here.
It's our pleasure.
We really do appreciate it. All right, check out Office Pride online, officepridefranchise.com. Thank you, Todd Hopkins.
You're welcome.
OfficePrideFranchise.com. Why do we promote Office Pride? Because it's a place where you can go and run your own business and live out your faith in your work, and they endorse it in and through the core of their very being. OfficePrideFranchise.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
I've been telling you all about Woody Folsom Automotive since back in the late 90s, and he's just like he's always been, wanting to see folks, shake hands, get a hug, and a howdy-do.
Howdy!
Come talk to us. We'll help you find new roads and a new Chevy, Buick, or GMC.
Look as long as you like. Over 1,000 to pick from, so be picky. Better get to Baxley and get up to 20% off MSRP on Buick Encore.
Pick a 19 GMC Sierra 1500 and get up to 11,000 off MSRP. And there's a free lifetime powertrain warranty included. Woody Folsom Automotive gives you your choice of up to 20% off MSRP on double cab Silverados. Or 0% set for up to 84 months. Better get to Baxley and drive one today.
You drive mine, I'll drive yours, and we'll make your mom and them proud of you. I'm Woody, and I'll prove this message.
Click WoodyFolsom.com. Nobody sells Chevy, Buick, or GMC for less. Number 6 apply. See dealer for details.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-9-
FM 100.3, W262 AG,